This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, welcome to the podcast. It's Emma and Martin this morning. What's the car? I'm going to call you Martin now, or G.
That's a friendship, isn't it?
Yeah, G.
Actually, if you're listening right now, do you have a nickname for your friends? You're a home slice to me.
Yeah, you're G to me.
How did that happen? Yeah, home slice. So I used to send Emma, like, I used to say hi, and it'd be a home emoji and a pizza slice emoji. Yeah. Where did that come from?
You started saying that years ago.
I don't know why, though. Is I'm clearly like, boring you here, am I?
Huh? Sorry. I'm getting the come down from my manner. The adrenaline flop. No, it is lovely. I love home slices.
Yeah,
lovely.
I don't know where I got it from. But
is anyone else in your life your home slice as well, or is it just...
No, you're the only home slice.
Wow.
Yeah, and you're the only person that sends me the Purple Heart.
Dave hates the Purple Heart.
So, I remember this. Yeah.
Dave said in the show one day, people who have their own colour hearts are lame, or something to that effect.
There's only so many colours, though.
I know, and I like the purple one. Like, I wouldn't be sending around the yellow emoji at random.
No, I literally just thought, imagine how random it would be to put a yellow love heart at the end of a message. Yeah. You'd be like, is this person okay?
You know what one I really like, and I wish I got into it, but it's too late now to just go changing things. I'm purple. Like, I quite like the white one.
Oh.
Yeah, I think if I was getting married or something, you'd use the white one.
This is going to sound really cringe, but I love emojis when it comes to like work. And if I'm ever gigging in like Cork, for example,
yeah,
I'll be like, Cork, you were great tonight. And I'd put like a white love heart emoji and a red love heart emoji because it's the Cork colours.
Yeah, that's cute.
Nah, it's cringe and cheesy, so it is.
It's quite nice. I like that. What else was I going to say about emojis? I've gotten into the red flame emoji lately.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know why. Just took my fancy one day and now it's in my recents and I throw it in the odd time.
The flame emoji?
Yeah, like but you know what I'm talking about? The love heart flame.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, yeah. Because if you're saying the flame emoji, I'm like, that's something that you do when you're like reacting to somebody.
Say Jack's name has the flame emoji beside it. See it there?
Oh, yeah. That's cute.
I like it.
Yeah.
And sometimes when there's something random in your recents, then you just kind of fall into it.
Do you put emojis in your emails?
No.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
How do you do that now?
A little smiley.
But if you're doing it off your phone.
I'm never doing it off. Yeah.
Like if I'm here, I would never.
I'll test the water with a little smiley sometimes. Like, have a great day, smiley face. And then sometimes they'll send one back. Even if it's a really formal email, they might send one back.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Like when
so
I'm sending.
Like doing big deals for like.
Oh, like to accounts here and Bauer and stuff. When I'm emailing accounts here, I give Jennifer a little smiley face.
I love Jennifer.
Yeah, she's great.
Have you ever met Jennifer?
No, I don't know.
I'm the same. I'm like, girl, when can I bring you for a coffee?
Yeah, I was like, you look after me one day a month. I need to thank you.
She's always so warm. So,
yeah.
I love emailing Jennifer.
Yeah.
I'm such a fan. I call her Jen now, do you?
No, just a smiley emoji. But do you know what I'll do this
year? Full name her. Oh, no, I don't need a smiley face. I got Jen.
And are you a hi or hey, Jennifer?
Hey, Jen.
Hey, Jen.
Yeah.
Which is worse, hey, Jen or hi, Jennifer with a smiley emoji?
Hi, Jennifer, smiley face. Hi, Jennifer, smiley emoji is actually kind of threatening.
What?
It's like, it reminds
me. Oh, I think I know where you're going with this.
I think that hi, Jennifer, with a smiley, it sounds like this. Hi. Jennifer. And you know, it's a bit like that, whereas I'm like, hey, Jen.
Yeah, okay, right. I'm going
to
ditch.
You need to sort that out.
I'm going to ditch the emoji and just be like, hey, Jen, and see what happens.
Yeah. She'll pay you double the money.
Yeah. I just
won't. Spins on.
You've got Emma, Dave, and Fiona. In
It is Wednesday, it's the 3rd of June, Emma, Dave and Fiona, but it's Emma and Marty this morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning. Can I say something really quickly?
Please do.
If nobody has told you right now, you're listening, wherever you are and wherever you're going, well done for getting up this early. No one ever congratulates you for getting up this early.
You know, it's so true.
Honestly, I posted a video once about this on TikTok and it blew up because everybody was commenting the times they wake up and I was like, well done.
Yeah,
it's really hard.
What time did your alarm go off this morning?
Randomly enough, 5:07. I don't know why I went specific on it.
5:07. And did you get up on your first alarm?
You're saying that as if that's like a normal thing to do. No, I didn't. I got up at 5:10.
I'd have been really concerned about the show ahead if you got up at 5:07. I'm much more content.
Okay, good to know. Okay, right.
And normally, let's be clear for you listening, Marty, who you know here from Spin, he's been here for over 10 years. Marty's a nightclub DJ, so that's only when you get into bed. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I actually haven't gone to bed yet. I'm just ready. No, I'm joking. We're all good, yeah.
Then I would have been worried. Any other frights to give me?
No, none at all. We'll save them for later, Emma.
Okay, good. Emma, Dave and Fiona, as we say, it is Marty and Emma with you this morning. David Hammond at a wedding yesterday. Biggest shock of my life. He's wearing actual shoes. some worries about him.
Ding. Let's go.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Are you a Star Wars fan? Why Callum's laughing over there? Oh no. Have I just asked you? I should know this about you.
Good start, man.
Oh no. Hit me.
Right. You couldn't have found a worse person to talk to Star Wars about.
What?
Wars in the Stars, I believe.
Even though, if I told you that the first one was made in the late 70s, they've been making them ever since, you haven't...
No, I get it.
Oh, you get
it. But I've never seen one.
So, do you know anything about the one that was released last weekend? The Mandalorian and Grogu. Does that ring a bell?
Oh, it really sounds like a bit of me, that. The Mandalorian and Grogu.
Yeah!
Damn, I've missed it.
What do you mean you haven't seen The Mandalorian and Grogu?
Are you
sorry.
Star Wars?
So I was big into it. Right. To the point where, this won't ring a bell, you Callum and Mike. Princess Leia. Everybody.
Oh, yeah, I
you remember Princess Leia.
She dressed up. It was Rachel and Friends dressing up for Ross as Princess.
Yes. There you go. Yeah, you got it, Emma.
Nerds fancier.
We named our cat after Princess Leia. So that's how much we loved Star Wars in our household back then.
However, in your family home? When I was a young fella,
all that time ago. Well, obviously the new Star Wars was out last weekend. They had a massive budget of $165 million, which they did rake in on the opening weekend. However, the weekend just gone, plummeted 70%. Ooh. And why? Gen Z, ladies and gentlemen, are going to the cinema.
Right.
A brand new film from Cain Parsons, only 20 years of age. Yeah. He's been making horror films and edits on YouTube since he was 16.
Yeah.
Released Backrooms, and it raked in $81 million at the box office.
Wow.
With a budget of only 10 mil.
Oh my God, that's so interesting. Callum.
I'm in my cinema era at the minute.
Yes.
I've been talking on the show. I recently got one of those monthly memberships for the cinema, so you can go.
Wait, what?
And there's a cinema down the way in Rathmines there. The Omniplex, and you can get a membership so you can go and see every film you ever want for a set price a month. So you pay like £20 and you see every single film, so you don't have to pay a load of...
This is like a direct debit like I'd have for the gym, kind of.
Absolutely, yeah. It's like a gym membership.
It's way more
for
fun
the cinema.
Direct debit.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I saw this Backrooms film at the weekend. It is the most unhinged thing I've ever seen.
Right.
Quick premise. It's... You know, if you go into a room and there's just like nothing in there, and the room just keeps on going, and it's a whole kind of horror world, and there's creepy stuff living in there, but it's all about liminal space. And the main premise is it's this guy, he's a furniture salesman, and he got to live in his shop because his wife kicked him out, and he finds this kind of glow through the wall, and he walks through the wall, and he ends up in the back rooms.
Okay.
And does he ever escape? Who knows?
You've seen Star Wars though, haven't you?
Oh, I love them all.
So can you really quickly, like, can you see this film, like, as in, like, is it as good as Star Wars? Like, did you think it was...
It's completely different. You can't match the two of them up. Star Wars is sci-fi, all that kind of stuff. Whereas this is, it's a psychological thriller. I didn't blink for the entire 90 minutes of that film.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't
20,
think...
20 years of age, this guy.
Sounds like neither of them. Okay, but I'm happy for that dude. Yeah. Sad for the Star Wars crew, they lost so much money.
But even coming into work this morning, I just feel like there's a bit of a buzz now about films again in Ireland. Like, they're making...
Why were you thinking that on the way to work this morning?
Because they... Around the corner, Emma, here in the city centre, making a film this morning around the corner from us, and the director was out on the street at 10 to 6 this morning.
Why?
Eyeing up the street, trying to figure out what he's going to do with it. And I don't know, there's so many things being made in Ireland at the moment. I know, there's a nice buzz. I think people are going back to the cinema now.
What was it again, down in Wicklow? What was the film that was shot there? Has that been out yet?
No, I'm like... I was an extra on it, Emma, actually, and I wasn't even used. I got fired on set.
A lot to unpack here.
It's
can we just first of all figure
Emily
out
Blunt and Andrew Scott are in it.
What was it called? There was loads of excitement down in Wicklow.
I can't remember. I should remember that. Yeah, I could get it right now.
No wonder you were fired from it. You don't even know what you were.
No,
in.
I was wearing the same colours as one of the main cast. So when they put me down to have my dinner in the background in the bar, they were like, "We can't use him because Andrew Scott is in the same colours as him."
No way.
Yeah,
you still got paid.
I still got paid. Actually,
nice.
Yeah,
but so you're an extra sometimes still.
Still, Emma. Yeah,
that's class.
Yeah.
What have you been in? She won't remember.
The big one is Fair City, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Now.
Yeah, right.
It's of no surprise to anyone, because this happens every 2 weeks, that I am again without a car.
Oh, no, again.
And it is again no surprise to anyone that the reason that I am without a car at the moment is because... Yeah, I heard you. You have a flat tire, yeah.
How do you do it?
I honestly don't understand. in the like 7 flat tires I've had so far in 2026, and we're only in month 6 of the year, most people have had 0 flat tires. Well, that's amazing. I sometimes think, wow, look at all these people who just don't have flat tires and never get them, and I just get them all the time. There's times I would just leave work and be like, time to go home. Oh, I have a flat tire. Who's been slashing me tire?
You know, I've been texting you, and twice, there's 2 times that stick out in my head where you have told me that you've got issues with your car.
Yeah.
Like, how's your day been? And the car has come into it. And like, can I just say something really quickly? And
yeah,
I,
of course.
I adore you to bits. There's a common denominator in all this.
Me.
And I don't mean it. Well, I do kind of.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. No, I think that's a very fair point, actually. The tires have been quite a problem, to the point where my boyfriend Jack got me this little machiny thing that pumps up your tires.
Oh, what a present.
So you plug it into like the cigarette lighter in the car, and it takes forever, but it vibrates away to pump a bit of.
Have you had to use it?
Oh, several times in my life.
And like, so how long does it take to actually fill up a tire? I've always wondered this. I've never had to use
45 minutes.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That's using this.
And then I'm always like, I won't even sit into the car because it might take longer to pump it up if there's more weight in the car.
Oh,
so you just kind of stand around. So again, this has gone from genuine rolling over glass to again just not really understanding why the tire has gone flat again, to bringing it down to get the tire changed and the guy going, oh, don't worry, there's just a rip in the tire, I can repair it. It's only going to be a tenner. Legend. To having my tires checked, being like, all of your tires are perfect. None of them are bald. They're all safe. All is good. Saturday morning just gone. I was due to go into the city centre to pick up my Women's Mini Marathon race number in Jersey. I had to go to the Mansion House to pick them up on Saturday. So that was my plan. Head to town for an hour. Pick up my car was riddled in bird crap. So I stopped at my local little garage to get the car washed. I was at the car wash. I was actually buzzing. The sun was out. Really good vibe. Got a little coffee. Was like going to have a lovely hour in town.
Yeah. Be cruising in a freshly clean motor. Exactly.
Wanted to pick up a couple of vinyls as well. Have a bit of a vinyl Saturday before the Women's Mini Marathon. Nice little vibe for Emma. As I'm coming out of the car wash, and I'm driving at about 2 kilometres an hour. Like, I'm literally leaving the ramp of being in the metal part.
It's nerve wracking. It can be nerve wracking.
No, I wasn't scared.
Oh, you weren't.
I was okay. It's okay.
You should have been.
Now, that's the thing. I should have been. I should be more anxious than I already am.
You shouldn't.
Clearly.
Please don't do that to yourself.
I should be more anxious. Never know what's around the corner. But as I was driving out, the curb juts to the left. Obviously, to stop people doing what I did was to like immediately turn right and join the traffic to get out. But I didn't see the laddie bit that was jutting out, so I just rolled over.
Oh no.
Immediate flat tire, ripped the panelling off the side of my car.
Oh my god, Emma's showing me a picture of it right now. That is bad.
It is bad.
Now, are you blaming the curb for this?
Well, of course. Nah, I'm blaming myself. Pure stupid. Stupid. So I even tried the little machine that Jack gave me. No, that tire is so blown that the air was just going straight back out the side. It was like getting vibrated through it in, and then poof.
I have to say, I love your optimism after seeing the photo of how damaged the tire is, that you thought this little machine you'd plug into the cigarette lighter was going to pump back
now,
up.
Literally everyone listening to the show, if you listen for an hour or 4 years, you probably know a little bit about my issue with tires. So you know... My car doesn't have a spare. Sure doesn't. Not at all. They don't come with the El Valvos. No, you get the pack where you get the sealant.
Oh,
does anyone know how to use the sealant?
Nope.
Of course not.
No. Why would you, Emma?
Obviously. So we managed to get the car home, got it over to the machine at the petrol station to give it proper air.
It's still just going to come back out now.
Yeah. There's probably permanent damage done to the whole axis or whatever the hell it's called. But back to the drawing board. Now I need to go and get a tire. With what car, says
you? Oh, yeah.
Drive a tire home.
Oh,
change
no.
Change a tire. Still not done that. Sorry, guys. We do this every time, but I still haven't done it. And I'm trying to avoid a like €250 call-out fee.
But the car is clean, though, isn't it? It looks pretty.
But the car got its wash.
It's a pretty car.
It's looking well.
On the left-hand side.
And Marty, this morning, Dave's on a day off. He had a friend's wedding yesterday and he was wearing shoes at a wedding. I'm really worried about him. Golfing and...
Why, though?
Working out.
Why are you so shocked he wore shoes?
He always swore that would never be him. Runners till I
die. Even at the Radio Wars last year, he had trainers.
Yeah, and really nice runners. And he swore. And now he's eating cod for his lunch. genuinely lifting weights, always in the green on his Whoop and playing golf and wearing shoes. I just think we need to do something while he's not here, have a little chat behind his back later on. Now, we're about to play his favourite game, Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. Marty, you're here this morning. How's your clapping skills?
I mean, yeah, okay.
Okay. Follow me and Callum, don't mess it up.
Don't say the same thing right, that Dave has written down.
Okay.
That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Hey!
Oh, I feel like I'm back in primary school.
He nailed it. Welcome on in to... I'll try and be my best David Hammond here. Sorry, is what's on my sheet correct?
Yeah.
Welcome to the greatest radio game of all time!
It's above average at best. Come on.
This is the game where your job is to say something that Dave does not have written down. Marty, I'm going to put you through your paces this morning to give you a vibe of the game. And you listening, if you would like to play this morning, your chance to win loads of cinema passes, message us the word game in a WhatsApp to play. Do that now, please. 087-711-1038. Martin, if I said to you, name a flavour of Chupa Chup lollipop.
Cola.
If you said cola, and I have written cola down, then...
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
because just for clarity, cola is what I had written down.
Oh.
Okay, it's right there.
Gotcha.
If I said to you instead, Martin Guilfoyle, name a type of weather.
A type of weather? Stormy. You need a type of weather.
Maybe a bad question by me because I said thunder.
What? Here.
So yeah, you.
So who writes the questions? Like, she's not out about been worded like weather condition or something.
Fair enough. That's bad. That was just my example. I'll give you a clearer one to end. Name a sports brand, Martin Guilfoyle.
You're gonna have Nike written down. So I'm gonna say Adidas.
And you would.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
I promise Dave's questions somehow always work, unlike mine. If you want to play, he's left us questions. It's game in a WhatsApp now. You can run up to 5 IMC Cinema passes this morning.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
I went to work and I clapped this morning.
You having a good day?
Yeah, I can't wait to tell my mom that I went to school for the first day. I was clapping on the radio. Like, yeah.
Welcome on in to the greatest radio game of all time. It's Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down, and it's Kira on to play. Are you stuck out in the rain this morning, Kira?
No, I'm just in traffic. It's not raining where I am.
Oh, good. Oh, what part of Dublin are you in?
I'm in Crumlin.
Okay, no rain in Crumlin. Okay, grand. Oh, well, it probably will come down at some point.
Kira, can I ask you a quick question, if you wouldn't mind me putting you on the spot? Do you listen to this show every morning?
Yeah.
Am I doing okay?
You're doing good, yeah.
Yes!
Yeah.
Thank you, Kira. All right.
What's the plan? Are you off to work?
I'm on the way to work,
nice.
Yeah.
Okay, have you ever played Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down before? Or do you normally just play along?
No.
Okay.
No, never played.
Okay, he's left questions for you. So here we go. Round number one, Kira. Over to David Hammond.
Question number one. Name a summer holiday destination.
Ibiza.
Do you know what? I have a funny feeling he wouldn't have went for Ibiza. Let's check.
And I have written down Greece.
Beautiful.
Okay. Yeah. So you've won yourself one IMC cinema pass. Would you like to keep it or would you like to continue to try win some more?
We keep going.
Okay.
Right, fair play. Into round two, Kira.
Question two. Name a Leaving Cert subject.
Oh. History.
The Leaving Cert starting today. Best luck to anyone going into English Paper 1 this morning. Let's check what David Hammond said.
And I have written down maths.
Okay. Kira on a roll here. Two IMC cinema passes. What are you thinking? You doing all right?
All right, keep going.
You'll keep going.
Woo!
Love to hear it, Kira.
We're heading into round number three, Kira. Over to David Hammond.
Question three. Name a sport not played on grass.
Yeah. Oh, tennis.
Ooh. Now, is lawn's not grass, is it? Do you know that?
Tennis not kind of astroturf?
Yeah, it's not grass.
It could be a bit of everything.
Yeah, right. I think. It's not played on grass.
Yeah.
You don't go to, like, Bushy Park and play tennis on the grass.
No, exactly. Yeah. You don't. Let's check what David said.
And I have written down basketball.
Beautiful.
Okay, three IMC cinema passes. Kira, you're doing great. What, do you want to take them or do you want to keep going?
No, we keep going.
Okay.
Come on, Kira!
Let's go.
Round four, over to Dave again.
Question four. Name any superstar DJ.
Be careful. I know what he's doing here.
Oh, no, don't.
Oh, no. Avicii. Oh.
And I have written down, of course, Marty Guilfoyle.
Oh, yeah. Well done.
That's a dig. I know what he's doing there,
no,
so
that's
I do.
A good. That's great.
Kira, you've got 4 IMC cinema passes. You're really smashing it. How about one more, or do you want to take them and go?
Yeah, one more.
Oh,
let's go.
Come on, Kira.
Yeah, love
loving
this.
It.
Round 5.
Question 5. Pick any letter. S P I N.
Oh.
Oh. N.
She's going with N. Let's cross back to Dave.
And I have written down P.
Yeah! Kira! Oh, wow. Oh my God.
You went and did it, Kira.
Bye.
You beat him.
Yes. On my first day as well, Kira. Oh, that sometimes it just
seems. You did great.
Oh, you did great, Kira. We did great. We are
team.
Great.
What
oh.
a crew. Martin, well done.
Thank you.
Not that you need it, but well
no,
done.
No. This is all about Kira right now.
You don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. Dave, you went very well.
Yeah.
And Kira, as for you, absolute legend.
Thank you.
Go and have a fab day. Thank you for listening.
Bye, Kira.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye. Great game, isn't it?
Oh, I love it. Like, go on, Kira.
I would say the greatest radio game of all time, to be quite honest. It is 7:49 here.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
On Spin.
When I wake up, I feel good. Turn on.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
On Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's get it.
Good morning, Emma, Dave and Fiona. Dave is off today. Obviously, Fiona's on mat leave and it's Emma and Marty hanging out this morning. The Tricky 10 on the way in a few minutes' time.
I'm starting to feel really old, Emma.
Why?
Because I'm watching Love Island at the moment. And there's so many cool sayings and expressions that Gen Z are doing these days. And I don't know what they mean. And I feel like I'm officially old now.
You know what? I feel like there's a particular Love Island dictionary that they're given before they go in, though. Because, like, these... I'm saying that. I don't know, obviously. But I'm watching as well. Really enjoying it. I think they're a great bunch of people. Love Island have listened, I think, to people saying, stop putting people who are really media trained in there who are already semi-famous or famous online. The crew in there this year range from detectives to someone who shoots videos for an estate agent, like,
and they managed to get, of course, get the professional footballer in there though.
Well, no, they did. In fairness, he only came in late.
That's true.
But the initial bunch, and I was saying to Jack last night as we were watching, because a lot of them are obviously like majority like English people. I was like, do people talk like that? And he's like, no.
There was at one point though, I was listening to a conversation, and there was a Scottish accent, there was the Scouse accent, and then there was the Mika, the Jamaican.
Yes.
And I was like, this is a wild listen. But they were doing this thing with their fingers. Have you ever seen that online where you do the, you get your thumb and you get your index finger and your middle finger?
It's kind of a way to gesticulate, I suppose.
Yeah, and it's meant to mean, that was great, go you kind of thing.
Oh, really?
That's what it is, apparently, if you're doing that. And they were doing that last night on the show.
So your two fingers.
Your index finger, your middle finger, you hold them up in a nice
polite
way. And you tap your thumb.
And that's like T, like that was
go.
Not even T, T's
yeah, you
word.
Nailed it. If I do that to you now after you tell a joke and I'm laughing, I'll do that to you and I'll be like, that was great.
Oh, I feel very young, do that. Jeez, more the merrier. T's the wrong word. David Bala, Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You're on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Dave's away today. He's at a wedding. I'd say recovering after a wedding yesterday. He'll be back on the show tomorrow. Tricky. For now though, welcome on into the Tricky 10, the game that we're now playing twice a day, once at 8 o'clock, once after 9 o'clock, okay? So another chance to get yourself in after 9 if you want to play for €2,000 and to get yourself to Pitbull at Marley Park. It'll be a great outdoor gig and loads of fun. Message us the word tricky right now or at any stage to play. But remember, you can play again in an hour's time if it's not you this morning, all right? If it's not you right now, should I say? 087-711-1038. It's Sheila on to play this morning, though. What are you up to?
I'm just off at the gym.
Fair play getting up early to do that. That's incredible.
Thank you.
No, it is. I was saying earlier on the show when I started, because I'm not used to being up at this hour. Well done.
Yeah, for people to get up this early, well done.
But then Sheila gets up this early and she goes and works out.
Yeah.
That's like a bonus point. That's incredible.
Yeah, it is really cool. You played the Tricky 10 before, Sheila, ages ago, and we were giving away the Fuzzy Charge Snooties.
Yes, I did.
You didn't get yourself a Snootie.
I didn't. I got 7.
Oh, you got 7.
Oh.
You didn't get the Snootie, but you got 7.
I tied for 7. but I lost it on the time.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Can you remember how much was in the difference between the two times?
Oh, like 3 seconds.
Oh, that's
loud. That's so annoying. You were trying to win the studio for your son. I actually am wearing a studio right now because the studio is quite cold. He can have it, but it's been worn a lot.
You don't want that, Sheila.
No.
You're okay. Thank you.
Do you know, COVID,
that's the most polite decline I've ever heard. Just you're okay.
You know, COVID has come and gone. You know, we're in a vintage era. So, you know,
that's actually a really good point. Sheila's like, no, I'm still okay.
That's still grand. Okay, no worries. Well, look, you're trying to play for $2,000 instead, so that's a bit more crack. And maybe you'll do the whole business this morning. $2,000, you could buy your own lovely plenty of snooties. It'd be fab. Okay, let's do this.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock, Sheila. We're going to ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We'll only be able to accept your first answer as well. If you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. And like we said earlier on, if you're top of the leaderboard at the end of the week, you get to win a pair of tickets to go see Pitbull in Marley Park in June. And if you give us the answer correctly to all 10 questions, €2,000 is all yours.
Now, David was our first perfect score last week. He scored the 10 and won himself $1,000. We're obviously doubling the money now. And top of the leaderboard is Amy. She scored 6 in 43.6 seconds. So that's your score to beat at the moment, Sheila. Are you ready to go?
Ready.
Big deep breath in. We'll do this thing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Complete the name of this takeaway. What star pizza?
4.
What time would it be if a 24-hour clock read 1900 hours?
7.
The name of the Rihanna and Kanye song is called 4 What Seconds?
4-3.
Luke Combs is playing how many gigs slaying this year?
2.
During the workday, how many spin hits do we play in a row? What spin hits in a row?
10.
Lotso the Bear was the villain in what number Toy Story film?
3.
The Omni Shopping Centre is in which Dublin postal district?
9.
How many matches are played per team in the league phase of the UEFA Champions League?
8.
The tallest building in the USA is called the what World Trade Centre?
The 1.
Microsoft suite of work applications is called Microsoft 3 what 5?
6.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow. Sheila, you are a very smart lady. There is no doubt about you.
Oh, my.
Let's tot them up and see how he did. For reference, you scored last time a 7.
7.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God, I got them all.
Oh, my God. Sheila, I am heartbroken. For you right now. I would have loved nothing more to be in here for David Hammond to give that $2,000 away on my first day. There was one question you guessed incorrectly. It was the name of the Rihanna and Kanye song. It's called 4 What Seconds. And you said 3. The answer is 5.
Oh, my
heart is broken for you.
You're in a fab position as the week goes on to top the leaderboard, Sheila, okay?
Okay. I'll get my ball cap ready for Pitbull.
Mind yourself, Sheila. Have a great day.
Thanks a million. Cheers.
Bye.
I'm sorry, but I have to review the tape on this one, and I do believe we may have to deduct a point.
Oh.
So the rule on the Tricky 10 is when you're on the last question, if the timer goes off and the full question has been asked, you can answer the question. I do believe the full question hadn't been asked, so okay. I think we have to deduct
the
9 from the 8.
Okay, no, fair enough.
Let's
I'm probably not supposed to
be
here.
Can I just hear the clip again?
Yeah. Let's do it. Microsoft suite of work applications is called Microsoft 3 Watt 5.
Oh, it's so close.
Close. And you know what? Fair enough, because I think when you're in the position of asking the questions and you can see the time, you're trying to spit it as quick as you can. But just to be clear. Microsoft suite of work applications is called Microsoft 3 Watt 5.
Oh, that's like
Watt
milliseconds.
5 is what's going
to
kill you there.
The question wasn't complete. So sorry to Sheila. 8 is still a fantastic score. So the score stands this week at 8 at 55 seconds.
Fair enough. All right. I accept. My bad.
Thank God she didn't have 9 going into that. Oh, my God.
If that was the 10, oh, dear Lord. Dear Lord. Microsoft Suite of Work Applications called Microsoft WhatsApp. We're playing the Tricky 10 again in an hour. Do you want to play? It's Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. $2,000 on the line. Stella Lefty now in Boston at Spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Dua Lipa and Training Season. This is Spin. How are you?
Oh, so, yeah, look, First of all, hi, my name is Marty, I'm not David.
Hi, Martin.
I need to put that out there right now because David did not do what I'm about to tell you that I did. My other half, okay? Let me just put it out there. I don't know if she's listening or not. If you're listening, look, I think you're great. I love you. But you've got some witty comments every now and again.
Mm.
She loves to humble me.
Yeah.
You know, so Dua Lipa.
Yes.
She got hitched there, a little private ceremony in London.
Callum. What's Turner.
Bean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, wait, what?
I was like, Callum was like, did I get married?
Yeah. No, they've been going out now for about 3 years, I think. Can I ask, because I keep seeing his face and yeah. I've never bothered to Google, what do I know him from?
He's an actor.
I know, but what is there anything
I'll
big
have a look.
Or
I think he was in a Netflix thing. He's always in the rumour to be the next Bond.
Right, especially now because he's married Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're finally hitched.
They're finally hitched.
Good for her.
And they're doing this whole thing now. You have a little small wedding. You go to City Hall and you get a little small wedding and then you have the big one. So they're off to Sicily.
This come in? That's such a common thing. I feel like this year
I think
I've
it's
seen
a social
so
media
much.
Thing.
You reckon?
I think everyone just has so many friends now.
Really? But like there's an idea, yeah, like that was never a thing before. Like even when Fiona and Dwayne, our Fiona here, got married, her and Dwayne just went off, did the legal thing, no big deal themselves. Whereas now it's like an event, you know, and then you kind of get gear up. So there's two collections of wedding photos being spat out a lot.
If you have a lot of colleagues you get along with, like Dua Lipa has worked with some of the biggest people, like so many people though, like the likes of Elton John and Charlie XCX are getting invited to this wedding happening in Sicily next week.
Okay.
But would they be her friends? Probably not.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Colleagues.
Yeah. It's a colleague.
I'll put you down at the work table, Elton.
Yeah, the work table, Elton and Charlie XCX.
Elton's coming to the full and Charlie is just doing the after.
She's just, yeah.
Now, the reason why, though, my other half threw a little dig at me at this is she's well aware of something that I did back in 2018 that I'm not proud. I'm kind of proud of, but I'm also like, I cringe now. So in 2018, I had the honor of interviewing Dua Lipa.
Now, talk to me about the year 2018. What level of famous was Dua Lipa then?
The Olympia. Now I do think she blew up from 2017, 2018. I reckon she was booked into the Olympia before she blew up.
Because I was very lucky to interview Dua Lipa and it was the morning that New Rules was released.
Oh.
And New Rules made her boom!
That was 2016.
Before that, her big song that I loved was I Could Be The One.
Be The One.
And a lot of
that
people
came before New Rules.
She played Longitude. I was interviewing her at Longitude and I can tell you now for a fact there was 8 journalists or whatever we were called, presenters, due to go and interview her. I was the only one who bothered to show up, right? And she was not that famous at the time. And then that was the morning. And I remember the record label saying, this girl's life has changed this morning with the release of this single. Go and interview her in it. But she was so lovely. But I just wonder what level of famous she was at.
I think
then.
Both our interviews went very differently, Emma. Because we both arrived early for this in the Olympia.
You and Dua.
Yeah, and then a person I was working with at the time, and we had to sit there and I had to talk to her as a, you know, as a person, not as someone interviewing, but until the interview was meant to be started and everyone got there. And she was just so sound.
Yeah.
She was just so sound. I couldn't believe that somebody with so much success was so humble and so nice. So nice to the extent that I thought I stood a chance.
No. Okay, no, you need to break it down. What was she giving you?
Well, I was like, right, this is Dua Lipa. Like, I'm going to wear a nice shirt. I'm going to put, you know, a nice pair of pants on. She's just sitting there in an Adidas trackie. She's like, oh, this is just routine for me.
Looking so hot.
Yeah,
no
so
doubt.
We're just chatting away about Ireland and, you know, and we're asking questions about, like, oh, yeah, you've been doing this long and...
No, you're not answering my question.
Yeah, okay, so...
What made you think that you had a chance with Dua Lipa?
Because she was so nice to me. Do you know, we all have those moments. Hang on. We all have these like moments when we're seeing somebody, or we're not seeing them, but maybe we could know somebody, and they're so nice to us that you think, hey, maybe they like me. This has nothing to do with being professional and in a work environment. Maybe they like me.
Yeah.
So I decided to send her a DM on Instagram.
Oh no.
Do you want to hear the message? I don't know if you want to hear the full message or not. God. I wrote it like a formal email. It's so embarrassing. I'm like, hi, Dua.
Dua,
I hope you're well. And I was like, it was lovely meeting you earlier. No doubt the interview will go down well with our listeners. So thanks so much for your time. Oh, no.
Go on. Keep it going.
This might be really unprofessional, but it was so nice chatting to you. And on the off chance you wanted to wind down after your show... There's some lovely spots nearby that I'd love to take you for a drink.
Oh my God.
Obviously, no pressure. And chances are, you're up early to get to your new gig location for your next gig. But if you're up for it on the off chance, I'd love to take you for that drink. Either way, it was lovely to meet you. And it's incredible to meet someone with such a successful music career who's so kind and humble. Have a great gig, Marty. It's like I'm applying for a job.
My Here's my CV attack.
Yeah, and I guess what? Nothing.
No. Did you get a scene notification?
So this is the thing. At the time when I told people about it, they were like, ah, she just didn't see it. No, she did. Who's this weirdo on my inbox? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know, but what level of following did she have at the time?
Too many, Emma. What did I think?
Where were
you actually back then to warn me against this?
I don't know. I don't know. I missed this one.
Yeah.
That is...
Anyway, she's married. And my other half was laughing at me about it. You're stuck with me, she said.
I need not just your help, Marty, and producer Colm in the room, but really, most importantly, your help listening. You might remember back in November, I took on one of the scariest things I've ever done, my very first boxing match. Basically, I was telling at the time that I do, like, essentially, I guess it's boxercise, it's boxing in a gym with Heaton Boxing Academy. And every now and again, even though it's completely non-contact gym and the classes are non-contact, majority of them anyway, you can kind of choose what you want to do. But I would always go to the non-contact ones. They offer up the opportunity to do like an actual in-ring.
Sorry, this is
match.
New to me. I didn't realise that before that fight you did, you were not doing contact.
Never.
Oh my God, why didn't you tell me this? Well, this makes it way more impressive.
Well, I did this back in October, or back in November, and prior to what you're talking about, I signed up for a course that's within the gym, but obviously a separate entity.
Okay.
Like specific classes as part of the course to get you trained for that.
Wow.
In the 10 weeks that lead up to it, if that makes sense.
Had you never hit somebody before you got into that ring?
No. Well, yeah, in the training.
Just the training,
it
okay.
Just in that 10-week course.
Wow.
So I did it then, and I kind of said, I'm going to hang up my gloves now and just go back to my non-contact, and maybe down the line I might look at doing it again, but not anytime soon kind of thing. Whereas my boyfriend Jack, he did the same training as me, and he also had a match on the night, and he did really well, and he won, and he's so into it that he, over the last 9 weeks, has been doing a second course of this and has another match coming up this Saturday week.
Wow.
So I this time will be attending as a supporter rather than as someone who like is up in the room with him getting ready. And
so it's nervous. Not going to be about you that day. It's all about him.
It's going to be all about him. Okay. How annoying.
I hope you're okay.
Oh, so annoying. Nothing going on with me that day.
Poor Jack had a fight that night and Spin and everything was there supporting you.
Yeah, exactly. And I ran the mini marathon on Sunday on his birthday. I was like, it was his birthday. But anyway, look, here we are. I'm going to be going as a supporter, and I would like to support Jack. But here's the thing, and Colm and Marty both so kind that they came to my match back in November. And what did we all observe on the night that none of us were all over?
So many signs.
So many great signs.
I felt really bad for not bringing one. I don't know about you, Colm.
There was someone who like went all out and got like a big sheet of cardboard and stuck like fairy lights in them as well. And then it was like go.
Oh, they were just sort of left, I think, weren't they?
There was a lot of signs around that night, and I wasn't versed on signs at all, so I really want to make a really good sign for Jack. And the only time I'm going to be able to actually do this is this weekend, okay? Because next week's really busy, and then his fight or his match is Saturday week.
And you don't want him to see you making it either, right?
No, but he's actually training for like majority of all day Saturday.
Oh, great! You've the whole day. Okay.
So I've got the whole day.
And your arts and crafts up.
Exactly. I actually have an arts and crafts box.
Emma's actually really good at arts and crafts.
I've seen her drawings and stuff. She's great.
Yeah.
The design isn't a problem.
Yeah.
It's what to say.
It's what to say, and it's the wit and the funny that I think I'm really struggling with here. Okay, and this is where I need your help. A little bit about Jack, if you don't know, because I need your brain on this. You listening? Well, his name is Jack. He's from outside Leeds. His mum is Irish. He supports Leeds United. What else would we say about Jack? He's really funny.
He's got long hair.
I was just going to say
lovely, luscious locks.
Yeah, long hair. He's really rocking at the moment. And he's a nice guy. Yeah.
He's a really nice guy. He's also not on social media. Am I right in saying that?
He's not, and so he hates social media.
And he won the last match as well.
He did.
So he's 1-0 up.
He's undefeated.
Yeah.
He's 100% record. No, seriously.
So this is the only thing that's stuck in my head. And I'm not going with this. Don't worry. Like, I know you're going to cringe when you hear this, you're listening. But
here we go. Okay.
All I have so far that I'm stuck on is... It was glove at first sight.
Oh, that's actually... Oh, I like that. Sorry.
Ah, it's cringe.
No, I like it.
I'm not going to do that. I think we can do better, and I certainly think you can do better. Any ideas, What to write on a sign for Jack. Could be short and snappy. Could be a poem. Could be lyrics from a song.
Do we know his opponent's name yet?
Yes, but I wouldn't out him like that.
Oh, can we not put his name on a sign and say back in your box?
What we do know about his opponent is his opponent is 4 inches taller than him.
Oh.
And Jack is struggling with that at the moment because he can't get anywhere near him because your man just keeps holding him back with his longer arm.
Sorry, why am I shouldn't be laughing, but just have this funny image.
It's hard. Yeah. Jack's like 1 inch short of 6 foot, but your guy has 4 inches on him, so he's 6'3", okay. I think, this guy. So look, help us out this morning. Trying to like pun up his name, pun up what he was doing. He's from England. He supports Leeds United. His mother's Irish. He lives in Ireland here with me. We have a dog called Seamus. I don't know. The best I can come up with so far, and this is why I badly need your help, was it was glove at first sight. And I wouldn't do that to him because he just cringed.
It's cute, but it's probably cringe. Not the best motivation for
it's not very
punching.
No, yeah, exactly. It's not very intimidating.
Totally.
Like, his opponent isn't reading that going home scared.
I love this from Brian, though, because he's a Leeds fan. Brian has come in with Leedsing the way to another victory.
Oh, no.
I don't hate it, Brian.
But nobody understands that, though. Everyone in the ring would have to know Jack's a Leeds fan and send his opponent
to Leeds.
Yeah, but
I could put a Leeds United, on the side.
Yeah, I don't know. I appreciate you texting in and all, what about? Hang on. Lower the music, please.
Silence for Marty.
No, seriously. Jack of all trades, master of the ring.
Oh, I love that. Did you come up with that?
Maybe.
Oh, did you get some help from the internet?
Don't know what you're talking about. Who's Gemini? Stop asking. Shouts to Laura, who reached out, by the way. She said, hitting the jackpot tonight.
Does that not encourage your opponent to slap him in the face, though? Don't hit my jackpot.
Oh, no, sorry, that actually nearly goes... That's nearly for the opponent to win. The opponent can take that sign.
Yes. God, that's a great
sign for them.
You're giving all of whoever his supporters are a motivation there. You could be like, Jack hit the jackpot tonight. A lot of Jack in there. Leeds United, also known, of course, as Dirty Leeds. You could just go with Dirty Jack. He'd like that.
Look at you with the big grin on your face. He'd like that.
This one just in from Carly. Put him on his back, Jack.
Oh, very good.
Oh, Carly.
Very good.
I don't like it. It's very violent.
Are we inciting violence?
It's boxing.
Yeah. Okay, Christ.
Put him on his back, Jack. I do love that. Yeah. That's great.
Hey to Rob and Furhouse this morning. Thanks for listening. The ultimate jackhammer.
Oh, that's really good.
I like that one. That's aggressive.
A hammer, isn't it? It's like an actual piece of
And it's intimidating. Like, his opponent will read that now and be like, oh.
Real.
Not I glove you then, guys, no.
As Sonia's flips back there as well after Carly's put him on his back, Jack, Sonia says, you won't get our Jack on his back. So it's the other way round.
Really
say that he'll stand up.
Yes.
I love this message as well. It says, Jack, I've told you size don't matter. That's on the back of me saying that his opponent is 4 inches taller than him. That's funny.
That is very good. Funny. Oh, that's up there.
Yeah, and Chris has just said Jack and the Beanstalk because the other lad is so tall as well. There's more the name of the match. You know, like when they have like Fight Night Round 2.
Yeah.
Coming to the ring, it's Jack and the Beanstalk. And the
Beanstalk. I love it. Oh, there's some great food for thought there. Together, we'll do a vote on Friday and I'll be making me sign at the weekend.
You up
with McDonald's and Frank's Red Hot. Start your day with something spicy.
Playing all the hits.
Go on and turn it up.
Ain't nobody do it like you.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
You're number one.
On your music station.
You've got Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Good morning. It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona, but Emma and Marty hanging out this morning. I find it funny calling you Marty because you're Martin to me.
So you did that earlier and I noticed that. And because obviously we've known each other so long.
Yeah.
And my name is Martin. That's just my name.
Yeah. And I've always just called you Martin, but like on the radio, you're known as Marty. And for the purpose of this, I was like, Marty, I guess.
You have to call me Marty now, are you?
Martin and I, would you believe you listening? We did our first ever radio show. Well, actually, not Martin's first ever radio show. My first ever radio show was on my 21st birthday with Martin.
Yes.
On air. We were in Waterford at the time and we did a show together. That was back in the year
2013.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
And that was the 21st that I DJed. I'll never forget. My poor speakers.
Yeah.
Remember that?
We went down to the back and beyonds of Waterford after our first show together.
Out of nowhere, I brought my new speakers down and they blew. Well, we don't know what happened.
Emma's know
party
what
was so. Well, yeah, I do know how happened.
Somebody spilled a drink on Martin's speakers. And I'll never forget the fear when I woke up the next morning being like, what are we going to do? My mom and dad being like, how much do we owe you, Martin?
That was it. I'm still waiting on that money, actually, by the way.
You were like, I am not accepting anything. But yeah, that's how long ago that was. I was going to talk to you about Vinted, which I will really briefly. Do you use it?
No, I don't. Although I have been tempted to, because there's a lot of shirts sitting in there now. I could make some money off there. Yeah.
Well, you need to get into it both as a seller and a buyer. But I think I'm starting to lose the point of Vinted when it comes to selling bits.
Okay.
So I'm getting rid of bits at the moment. And I'm delighted. I feel like quite the entrepreneur. I have 3 bits sold.
But it's a little side business.
I need to go to the post office today. But then there's a couple of more bits that haven't sold. And you're like, while I'm doing the trip, I'd love to just get rid of them. Do you know what I mean?
So do you have to do like a little bargain or a deal for people?
So what I've done is I've lowered the price, but I've also used their bump function. So if you bump something on Vinted, it gets more views, but it costs you to do that.
Oh, so you pay for an ad.
You're paying just to give it more exposure.
Yeah.
Get it out there.
So how much are you paying versus how much you make?
About 115 is going to cost you. €1.15 to bump it for 3 days locally.
Okay.
And in total, they're selling for, like, they're up for a tenner, but like someone will offer €7 and you'll give it for €7.
If someone offers you 150 for it, are you taking it?
Oh yeah, but just make back what we lost. But I think I'm treating it like I used to treat Hinge. I'd be like, there's no one new, give him another 10. Yeah, yeah. Boost me. Why does no one like me? Give him another 20. I did reveal on the show at some point, I think over the years I must have spent about £300 on Hinge. Just constantly going, why is no one liking me?
I did it too. Yeah. I paid for Hinge the day I downloaded it, and the first person that liked me is now my other half, and that was money well spent.
I still find that so hard to believe. The first person
that liked me was now my other half. Yeah,
and you now have a dog and a house together.
Yeah. See, it works.
It does. It actually does. Eventually, you have to just go through a lot of shite first. Yeah. Tricky. This is brand new that we're doing this after 9 o'clock. Maybe you normally don't get to listen to us until after 9 o'clock, and you are not familiar with the Tricky 10. It's the game we play just after 8 each morning. We've been playing this game since October. It's a lot of fun, and we had a winner on this finally on Friday. To win, you need to get all 10 questions correct in 55 seconds. David did that on Friday. He won €1,000, so we're doubling the money. €2,000 to go, and we'll play twice a day after 8 and after 9. Now it's Cliona on to give it a go after 9 this morning. Do you have a quiet morning ahead, or what's the plan?
No, I'm actually going to Fort Lucan for my daughter's field trip.
Oh, what a throwback.
Field trip?
Is that still going?
Is a field trip separate to a school tour?
No, it's kind of the same thing.
Okay, cool. So what are they doing today?
They're just going to Fort Lucan.
Fort Lucan?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my God, do you not know what Fort Lucan is?
It's been a while.
This is the ultimate throwback. I feel 12 again.
Remind us. It's not coming to me.
Yeah, I'm kind of tempted to get on the slides myself.
Yeah!
So.
Oh my God.
Is it like an outdoor theme park?
Yeah, it's like a really kind of small. Yeah, it's great though. I went there as a kid as well.
Cleaned, I don't think I've ever been, you know. Whereabouts is it? Fort Lucan.
It's like the back roads. It's just.
Is it in Dublin?
It's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In Dublin, though.
In Dublin. Yeah.
That'll be good crack for them today. Okay. How do you normally do when you play the Tricky 10, Cliona?
Not very well, but sure, give it a go.
I love this energy.
You've also got the added not bonus of the fact this is my first time ever doing this, Cliona. So we're gonna get through it together, okay?
Grand.
A couple of beginners' luck will be fine. You know the deal, Cliona. So if you listen to the game, but for you listening, in case you don't know, we're about to put 55 seconds on the clock, and you're about to be asked 10 questions. Every answer is a number between 1 and 10. So you kind of know every answer. It's about where you want to place them. Now, we can only accept your first answer. That has caught people out. So just take a beat before you give us an answer, maybe. And if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard on Friday, you'll win the pair of tickets to Pitbull and Marley Park. If you get all 10 questions correct, we'll give you €2,000 on the spot. All right, Sheila, she's top of the leaderboard. There an hour ago, she scored 8 in 55 seconds. Can you beat that time? Can you beat that score? We're wishing you the very best of luck.
Okay.
All right, Martin, over to you.
Cliona, let's go. You ready?
Counter in when you can.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, let's go. 3, 2, 1, let's go. Ryanair flights normally fly out of what number terminal in Dublin Airport?
2.
September is what number month of the year?
9.
The name of a minty chocolate is called an after what?
After 8.
On a cow's udder, how many teats would it normally have?
8.
How many letter I's are in the word bikini?
2.
Daly Mount Park is in which Dublin postal district?
Where, sorry?
Daly Mount Park.
Daly Mount Park, 3.
The Weeknd is playing how many gigs at Croke Park this year?
2.
Bangkok in Thailand is how many hours ahead of Ireland?
6.
Lou Bega released a 90s hit called Mambo Number What?
5.
Complete the name of this film starring Heath Ledger. What things I hate about you?
7 things I hate about you.
Just like that. Okay.
Okay.
Let's just talk them up and see how we got on there this morning.
It's more nerve-wracking cleaning when you're actually on the game, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever read out the questions as well, so I'm trying to bash through them to get you in a good time.
All right, let's top them up, Cleena, and see how you did this morning.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey, that is nothing to be sniffed at on the tricky 10. We'll just walk through the few that caught you out this morning. Ryanair flights normally fly out of which terminal in Dublin Airport? You said 2. The answer is 1, I suppose, if you're going with Ryanair. On a cow's udder, how many teats would it normally have? It would have 4 rather than 8. How many eyes are there in the word bikini? It's B-I-K-I-N-I, so there's actually 3 rather than 2. Dailyman Park is in which Dublin postal district? You said 3, the answer there is 7. And finally, complete the name of this film starring Heath Ledger, What Things I Hate About You. You said 7, the answer there was 10. Well done, Cleena, nothing to be sniffed at. And it's such a shame that you have to go out in the rain and do that with the kids today.
It's more fun in the rain. It's more fun in the rain, isn't it, Cleena?
Exactly. Yeah.
Relive your own childhood. Have a great day and thanks for listening in.
Thanks a million, bye.
I remember when we were in primary school, we got this new principal and she was brilliant in the sense that, like, God, she decided to just start teaching the whole school in Irish, even though we weren't a Gaelic school. So, but all of our Irish was so good going into secondary. But for one school tour, her decision was to bring us around and inspect local bridges.
What?
I'll never forget the discipline.
What were you looking out for?
I don't know, curves and the structure. And we were just spinning around in a bus, getting out, looking at bridges. I was like, I can't believe this is our school tour. I felt so hard done by. If you want to win the Tricky 10 tomorrow after 8 or after 9, it's Tricky in a WhatsApp now. 2 chances to win $2,000. 087 711 1038 to register. You're on Spin. It's Casey Musgraves with Dry Spell. You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. And that is a song we must discuss this morning. By the way, sorry, it's Emma and Marty hanging out with you this morning. It's a song we must discuss this morning. And if you only ever listen to that song very casually, then you probably don't really know what's going on within the song. I've been dying to talk about this song for weeks. Just to say, if there are kids in the car, yep, we're going there. A little bit feisty for the next few minutes, so just bear that in mind. I want to just preface by saying there are some songs that have gone on the radio that have been, in my opinion, totally unnecessarily censored, okay? So, for example, I lolled years ago because, you know, the song 3 Nights by Dominic Fike? Yeah?
Yeah.
It goes like this. A lot of radio stations when this song was big, as a listener of radio, I lived in Waterford at the time, so I listened to loads of different stations. They censored that. The lyrics are... I'm too far gone in all the wrong ways. And some stations were obviously getting complaints saying that they're cursing in that. And he's not. Right?
Yeah.
They were censoring it. Another song that I feel was unnecessarily censored by some stations. Between your legs. The Weeknd song. What's it called? Not Starboy. Say again.
I feel it coming.
Yeah. This is the lyric. And the heat between your legs. I mean, she could have dropped her she could have dropped her cup of tea. Now we don't know what's wrong between. Anyway, obviously, I've talked a lot about the Jack Harlow song. Jack Harlow is basically saying, I don't like that. It's not for me. I like to keep things vanilla. Keep your... I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down. Stay away from me. I only like it nice and gentle, ladies, right? And all censored. All censored. Whereas in comes Casey Musgraves, right?
Yeah.
Onto our radio station, our precious radio station that censors everything.
Our precious Spin, yeah.
If you don't know who she is, she's an incredibly famous, multi-Grammy winning American singer-songwriter. She is a country singer. She's cool as it gets. But she said she wrote this record that you just heard on the radio during the longest single period of her life. She said it was really fun to be in the back room with so many old collaborators and friends, and nothing does humour better than those guys. She said, I was craving humour again, and the song is funny, but the song's not about a dry spell of weather. The song is about the fact that she's been getting none for a long time.
Getting none what, Emma?
She's been getting none and nothing.
None.
And she really goes into quite explicit detail about that, but because the lyrics are so cute and fun, you don't notice what she's saying. Have a listen.
It's been a real long 335 days, and the last time it wasn't good anyway.
Let's just break this down. Not 365 days. She's saying it's been less than a year. 335 days. She knows the date in her head when she last got a little bit of loving.
It's been nearly a year. It's really cool. I like
and
that.
And she's also saying, and it was crap.
Yeah, but like,
I don't even have the good memories to hang on to. It was useless.
It's not a fun song if she comes on saying the last time.
It's been
way,
a while.
Way more dramatic, isn't it?
So she goes into even more detail.
I'm so lonely. Lonely with a capital H, if you know what I mean.
Well, I don't know what she means, but
Martin, use your brain. Lonely with a capital H.
Honey.
If you're speaking with a southern twang in America.
I'm just trying to land you
she's
in
there.
She's
very honey.
Yeah, honey.
She's feeling a bit honey.
Feeling honey.
I love at the end, she's like, in case you don't know what I mean, she's like, let's be more clear.
I've been sitting on the washing machine.
I sit on it too. What?
Why?
Because it's a place to sit.
So she's been sitting on the washing machine because it's been 335 days. She's feeling lonely with a capital H, if you know what I mean. The last time it wasn't even good. Lads. She's wrecked.
I think it's a really cool talent that a lot of artists have perfected, being able to say so many bad things in a song without using any bad words.
Exactly.
911, it's officially a cry for help. Y'all, I'm going through a dry spell.
What a bop.
Honestly, isn't that unbelievable? And bear in mind, just go back. Guys, we're not allowed to say this. You're not allowed to do that because
are you trying to get yourself in trouble here? You're like coming at the company you work with.
It's so funny. Whereas here comes sweet Casey Musgrave sitting on her washing machine, and everyone's like, "Ain't nobody like the kids singing along and everything."
Yeah, but like, I mean, whips and chains versus a washing machine. You know, she could be being wholesome.
She could be.
You know, homely.
Yeah, she could be.
Homely.
Mammy, why does Casey Musgrave sit in the washing machine? Ah, she just... It's her favourite seat in the house, darling.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Martin's story, I think that's really relevant to you and the other part of your job. Obviously, Martin is a presenter here at Spin. You can catch him every Sunday and you can catch his dance show at the weekend as well. But... aside from that, you do a lot of nightclub DJing, and you're obviously about to hit the summer season, getting out to what do you call the
Balearic Islands.
The Balearic Islands.
Or as me and Callum said there, the Balearics.
The Balearics. get yourself out there to gig across Ibiza this summer and all the rest, right? But here's the story that I think I'd like your opinion on, and I'm sure you'll be with the people on this, but 3 out of every 4 people who socialise in Dublin, according to a new study, would like to see later opening times. Yeah. 76% said they would support a new nightclub licence that allows openings until 4:30. This would change from the current cutoff point at 2:30. Thoughts? G.
Yeah, I think for sure. I think you get 2 separate crowds then. You get the people like us who really want to go out early and come home early, and then you get the younger people who want to go out later and stay.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, yeah.
You know, so you could end up doing a longer gig, but it'd be great.
But as the person who's on the doing that gig, would you be like delighted about the idea of finishing up till 4:30?
This is where I'm the world's most uncool DJ. Okay, I am. Hear me out on this. So
I disagree.
When I started the Balearics over 10 years ago, I'd stay awake all day right up until the gig. My sets, and I beat it. It's early this year, but in Mallorca and Greece, for example, they start at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh crap!
What? Yes. So what I do is that at about 10 p.m. I go get myself a little baguette in this little cafe around from the hotel. I usually get like a little bit of ham and cheese and lettuce and salad and stuff. I go to bed, and because they're an hour and a half, I watch Love Island. At 10 p.m.
Lovely.
After Love Island, I wrap up in my duvet and I fall asleep till 2:00 in the morning. And then I wake up.
So you get like 3 hours sleep.
3 hours sleep before the gig. And then
belly
I go,
full with the baguette.
Belly full with the baguette.
Knowing I'm going to burn this off later.
There you go.
I'll be dancing around the Balearics.
Club closes at 6 a.m. and I'm straight back to bed. Maybe, if I'm in the mood, some chicken nuggets on the way home from McDonald's.
So you go to, you sleep, okay, and then you sleep until what time?
Usually about 11. So I get my 7 or 8 hours sleep still.
But it's kind of broken up,
yeah,
isn't it?
But
and would you be hanging then for the day just with the tiredness?
No, because the vibes in the club at 4 or 5 in the morning when you're abroad, like, you can't beat them. And I would love if we were able to get the same kind of energy back over here. And I do think we have it to do it. Oh, now, I know we're talking and we're laughing. We're not going to do it. I'll be there.
No, like,
I'll
if be there. The night takes you, sometimes it might happen. But it's not like, I wouldn't be saying, okay, let's, you know, start getting ready at 11 p.m. and I just don't have the stamina.
So I do some over 30s nights, okay?
But that's
fun. The over 30s nights that I do, if you come to the over 30s, we give you admission, because sometimes I'll double up on the gigs and I'll do the over 18s as well. And we give you admission into the one later on, thinking, yeah, look, we'll just, if you want to come back later, you can. The last one that I did in Mullingar in Westmead, half the over 30s came from 6 to 10 and rocked back up at midnight. So the whole idea of going out early and coming home early,
oh, it goes
once they had started being out, they were like, we're staying.
Well, what's interesting, according to this study, 8 out of 10 people were 18 to 34 would support the measure. 78% of them would. But still, 76% of the 35 to 54 age group would as well.
Yeah, I'm glad you read the second one.
Out of three of the over 55s. So everyone's a legend.
To be fair, my mom shocked me the other day saying she wanted to surprise me in Mallorca this summer with her friends and just rock up to one of my gigs. And I was like, do you know what time my gig is at, Mom?
Why did she tell you? That would have been so
because
iconic.
She's not able to go now. So she wanted to tell me that she'd planned on it to let me know. And I was like,
that would be so fab. Will it ever happen? Sure, there was talks ages ago of it going until 6,
yeah,
wasn't it? What's the delay?
When it comes to Europe, license, we are on the earliest closing time across the continent.
Yeah. But at least, and I know, like, this has been said before, but at least if you had the option of 4:30, you'd have the dribs and drabs of people heading home rather than this, like, influx of people trying to get home at the same time at 2:30. Do you know that kind of way?
Actually, from a logistical getting home point of view,
it makes a lot of sense.
Emma Nolan.
God, are we Claire Byrne?
Yeah.
Is this, like, news talk or something? On it, on
it, on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.